from the studios of 98.9 FM at West End in Brisbane and broadcasting around Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service. It's the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show. And now here they are, Jamie Dunn, Clay Casser-Daly. Hello, boys.
98.9 for the best country. And to say I enjoy working with this young man opposite me is an understatement. I really enjoy you. You are... You're kind of random, mate. But you're kind of good.
I was raving about you yesterday. I was out at USQ. Yeah.
Oh, you're raving about me.
I'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I this is one for the ladies, I reckon.
Oh, my God.
No, don't panic.
I'm scared now.
Because women, I don't know. I don't know whether I could be a woman because they get treated differently. And I'm saying, like, I was at a garage yesterday and this friend of mine put her car in to be, you know, the little plastic bit underneath the spoiler, you know, when you go over something in the car park and it tears. Mm. So there's a like a little plastic, like Gary, Pikelet Gary, I got one on my van to protect just the underside of the motor. And there's like four bolts. You take it down and that's when you change the filter and stuff. But on this car that she had, it's like a, I don't know, I guess it's decoration or some aerodynamic thing. And I had a look in underneath and it had torn because she'd gone over one of those things in the car park and then backed up. And it had four bolts to undo. Take that off, put the replacement on, do the four bolts up, and it's done. So, like, she said to him, oh, sure, you can have it all day. I don't really need it. Not understanding. The guy should have said to her straight up, that's going to take 5 minutes to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so she booked it in to this place.
Yep.
Dropped it off at 8:30 in the morning, went back at 3 in the afternoon, and they hadn't even started it.
Oh, God.
They started it when she got there, and they looked at it when she got there. And the guy comes back, and he goes, we'll need a part. They hadn't ordered the part, which is just that little plastic bit that goes underneath. It'll come in Monday. And I thought, I thought seriously that I reckon women, when they go to places like that and have to deal with men that are mechanics or whatever, they can tell them whatever. You know, they have that car there for the whole day.
They take advantage.
They do. Really, yeah. They do. And because she said, you know, you can have it for the whole day, that's what they did. They put it right down the end going, oh, that'll take 2 minutes. We'll do that, you know, 5 to 5 or whatever. And I just reckon, and that's why I was going to ask the question. I'm sure that's not the first lady that's happened to.
Do you
feel you get treated differently when you go into a man's area, like, you know, a mechanic, and he could say anything to you? He could say anything to me, but, you know, for a woman, I reckon it's different. Do you get that point or not? Yeah. Or am I just being a moron?
I do get that point, dude. And they hear that all the time, that it's a man's world, and it really sort of is in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, it is. It definitely is. Hands down.
Yeah, and I think if you went to buy a car, you know, they always speak to the guy. Mm. Do you think that? I said to her, you should never have said to him, you can have it all day. It's like, that's a 5 minute job, not even 5 minutes. Mm. You and I could have that off and back again.
That's it, yeah.
You know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then he comes back and goes, we'll have to order the part. She took it there 2 days before and said, you know, tell me what it needs doing. That'll admit, they didn't even order the part. Mm. I think that for a bloke, you tend to go, mate.
That's a bit lazy.
Yeah, but for really a lady, lazy. It's difficult, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. I was just, I was a bit cheesed off with them. I'd name them. Not in the old days, I'd name them, but
why don't you just name them?
I'm sick of being sued, matey. I'm I'm tired.
All right, I'm going to go through all of the auto places.
No, don't.
And because, is it that one down in West End? Because that's dodgy.
No, it's in the valley on a corner. Don't see what you're doing. But if that's happened to you, give us a call 389-201-W. You don't have to. I'm just interested. Is it something that happens all the time to ladies?
From the studios of 98.9 FM at West End in Brisbane and broadcasting around Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service, it's the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show with Jamie Dunn and Clay Cassidaly.
Good morning.
Morning, Clay. How are you going?
Good, good, mate. Who do we have here?
Graham, the tyre fitter.
Graham, the tyre fitter.
Now, as a woman, has that happened to you?
No, but I do have a story about that. I had a lady come in to see me. She'd been sitting at another tyre store for 2 hours, yeah. And she had a puncture in her car, a slow leak. I said, I'll be with you in 2 seconds. I had a look at it. It was a leaky valve. That's all it was. I replaced it within 5 minutes, and she's my customer today, 20 years later.
Oh, there you go. Mm. So it does happen, eh? It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, mate. I'm going to take another line. Thanks, Graham, for the call. 98.9 for the best country. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Now, as a lady, have you been taken advantage of or treated differently because you're a woman?
Yes, 100%. I used to be a mechanic and I also used to be a chef, so yeah. I got it a lot. When you go into a car dealership or anything like that, you just get spoken down to constantly, even though you probably know more about cars than your partner.
Yes.
Most people don't look at it like that.
No, and you got put on the shelf, in you know, spoken to differently.
Oh, yeah. You're completely put on a pedestal, but just like, oh, she's so precious. You can't do anything. You can't say anything about cars. You won't know what the heck you're talking about.
Well, thank you for the call. I'll just...
Who is this, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even ask you your name.
Oh, it's okay. My name's Alex.
I'm treating you differently.
Yeah, see, look, sexist. See?
Stop it. Stop it. I'm not sexist. I'm a misogynist. No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
But I experienced what you girls go through. And I was disgusted in them. And if I had any more, if I could stand one more lawsuit, I'd name them. But I'm too tired now.
Yeah, I'm all sued out.
Yeah, I'm all sued out at the moment. Thank you so much for the call, okay?
No worries. Have a great day, okay, guys?
This has been a Dunn and Daly production. 5 to 9 weekday mornings. Thanks for listening.